U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday, local time, said his renaming of Lake Ontario to Lake America was ratified and binding after Apple updated the water body's name for users in the U.S., making it the second major U.S. tech company to adopt the new name. Apple Maps has just announced that it has changed the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America. Trump posted on his Truth social platform, adding that the very important change was now complete, ratified, and binding. Google had updated the name on Google Maps on August 29, following the U.S. Geographic Names Information System, GNIS, formally changing the lake's name in America. According to Google, Lake America will appear for users in the United States, while users in Canada will continue to see Lake Ontario. Users elsewhere will see both names, with Lake America in parentheses after Lake Ontario, following Google's policy for water bodies with different names in different countries. Also read Google renames Lake Ontario to Lake America in US. Companies update on what users in America, Canada, and rest of the world will see. The move follows an executive order signed by Trump directing the US Department of the Interior to update federal maps and databases to refer to Lake Ontario as Lake America within the US, amid a major trade dispute with Canada. However, the order applies only to U.S. federal agencies and has no authority over Canadian territory or international hydrographic standards. Lake Ontario is shared by the United States and Canada and is governed by the Boundary Waters Treaty. It is one of the five Great Lakes along the U.S.-Canada border. The renaming has drawn strong opposition in Canada. After Prime Minister Mark Carney rejected the move, Ontario Premier Doug Ford unveiled a large sign along the Canadian shore reading, Lake Ontario, now and always in English and French. The dispute comes amid broader economic and political tensions between the two countries. The Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs on about $20 billion worth of Canadian goods, prompting Ottawa to announce retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports. Following the breakdown of trade talks, Trump cited trade frustrations in connection with the name change.